all for being ready to participate in this Holy Communion celebration today. And we pray that the Lord will enable every one of us to be that testimony, that living testimony, to attest that we have received the salvation from Him. Let us pray. Lord, our Father, we thank You because You have accepted to welcome us to Your Holy Communion today. We pray that You will enable every one of us to live in harmony with your will, so that we can become the living testimony of Your salvation. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you all.
Thank you very much, the whole team, to guide for the Holy Communion. This is a good time to hear from the Lord, and I will call the Pastor Keshom Shahara to come forward for the Word of God, and he will pray for the message. Welcome, Pastor.
Praise Jesus. I am Bishop Abednego Keshom Shahara from Tanzania. Keshom Shahara in English means tomorrow is a payday, tomorrow is a salary. It's the name of hope. I am here in the name of the United Evangelical Mission, which operates in three continents, Europe, Africa, and Asia. We have been sent here to worship with you and to share with you a word of God, which is comforting all of us in times of atrocities. Let us pray together before the sermon. Gracious God, we thank you for this good morning. We thank you for enabling us to gather here in this church where we are able to hear your word, where we are able to present to you our needs, where we are able to praise you and to share the Holy Communion together. We thank you for every one of us who is here, and we ask you to bless every one of us who is here so that we may prosper in our families, in our businesses, and in whatever we are doing justifiably. Be with us as we meditate this word, so that it may strengthen us as we go towards eternal life. We ask all of these in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text that will guide us this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 up to 2. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 up to 2. The word of God says, "Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and tell her that her warfare is ended, that her sins are pardoned." When I was preparing myself for this sermon, I found that comfort means a state of physical ease and freedom from pain. Freedom from pain or from constraints. In the text that we have just heard, Prophet Isaiah brings a message of comfort, a message of consolation to the people of Israel who had been suffering from the effects of war. He tells them the message from God, that God has forgiven them, God has sympathized with them, God is comforting them with the hope to overcome pain, the hope to overcome constraints, the hope to overcome problems, the hope to overcome miseries, and to overcome wars. This shows that God is merciful despite human weaknesses, despite human disloyalty, despite human rebellion against God. This text feeds the Democratic Republic of Congo context of wars, which have been here in DRC for more than 30 years. These wars are causing several problems: deaths, displacements of people, exploitation, hunger, diseases, hatred, ethnic conflicts, insecurities, raping here and there, and lack of trust. I come from Tanzania, from the village which is located near the border of Tanzania and Uganda, and therefore I am also remembering the days when I was a refugee in 1978, when Tanzania was in a war with Uganda, the war between Idi Amin and Nyerere, between Tanzania and Uganda. Therefore, I remember when I was 10 years old, how we were forced to move from our village to far away by walking on foot. And I remember how one of our family member, without knowing, she ran away while holding a cooking pot, without knowledge that she had a cooking pot in hand. As bombardment went on, as killings here and there went on, she ran with a cooking pot. And she realized that she had a cooking pot after walking 20 kilometers. She knew, oh, I have a cooking pot. And there we met somebody who had run away without a cooking pot, but with corn flour. He had no cooking pot, but had corn flour. And my mother had no corn flour, but had cooking pot. And now, after meeting, our family requested this man, please, can you help us corn flour so that we may cook for our family? The response he gave is ambiguous. You don't know if he helped us or whether we helped him or he made business, because he said, buy from me corn flour, but with a condition that you cook for me because I don't have a cooking pot, and then we eat together. You can see the disasters of war, the problems of war. People are dying. People are hungry. People are in need of help. People are suffering. And we were happy later when we heard, after 1 year, that the war has ended and now you can go back home. It is in this context that the message of God says you should not lose hope. You should be comforted by the word of God, which says that war will end and peace will prevail. Praise Jesus. We have to have hope that even wars in DRC will one day reach the end. This hope should not be an illusion hope. It has to be hope of action. In other words, it has to be a militant hope. Hope that goes hand in hand with our responsibilities as Christians to channel our ideas to the political leaders, to work together with the citizens to say no to war, all of us, to say no to war, to say no to exploitation, no to internal and foreign exploiters. This must involve both national and international communities And that's why we thank God for the international community solidarity through soldiers who are struggling to make sure that there is peace here in Eastern Congo. God's comfort will be realized not only through prayers and the word of God, but also through teaching our children about peace, ethics, love, and fraternity. We were happy when we visited some schools under Sebeka organization, when we found that there are peace programs in every school whereby drama and singing is portraying the message of peace and harmony among pupils, among school workers, and meant for the entire DRC community. This has to go hand in hand, as we have seen, with the taking care of refugees by giving them food, by giving them shelter, by giving them medicine. And in this way, we present the message of comfort to every individual in need, despite the atrocities of wars. This has to go hand in hand with dependence on God as our refuge place, as our shelter, just as we read from Psalm 46, verses 1 to 2, God is my shelter during times of needs and torture. I will not fear, even if the earth shakes, even if the mountains will shake, even if the oceans, even if Kivu will shake, I will not fear, because God is my shelter. God is my refuge place. Praise God. This hope goes beyond temporary hope to embrace eternal hope, which we get through faith in Jesus Christ. Our solidarity visit here in DRC on behalf of the United Evangelical Mission, of which I work as a moderator, is meant to comfort you with the word of God and at the same time comforting the world citizens, because there is suffering almost everywhere. Suffering is realized in Europe. Suffering is realized in the United States. Suffering is realized in Africa. Suffering is in Asia. In different forms, we are suffering. That's why we need each other. We need to comfort each other by the word of God and to help one another so that we may go forward with hope and strength in Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus. Therefore, our aim is to say that God comforts you in the context of war and miseries. We want to tell you that there is comfort and consolation beyond our human existential limitations and challenges. God, who is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, intervenes to ensure that life goes on despite the challenges you encounter. We read every now and then from Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, where God says, call me, I will respond immediately, and I will show you the wonderful things you have never seen. We read the same message from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, where Jesus says, come to me all who are overburdened by heavy loads, and I will set you free. This is a wonderful, comforting message. Amen. The fact that we are able to visit you here in Goma, the fact that we are able to be here to visit you, brothers and sisters in Christ, is a sign of possibilities for peace and comfort from God. We are here. This is a sign of God's intervention that peace is possible. That's why we are here. Praise God. Yeah. We don't need to say only words without evidence. When we were saying goodbye to our family members that we are going to Goma, some people were doubting as if, are we serious with what we are saying? Are you going to the war zone? Because we hear always in the radio that, in Bunya, wamepiga masasi watu kumi. Oh, then in Beni, in Goma, refugees. Therefore, people feared. But we said, for me, it is my third time. That's why I don't fear to come to Goma. And I am ready to be invited again, to come again. Yeah? Therefore, it was not a joke. People said, you should not go. But we said, we are going because we know God has already done something. God of comfort. Praise God. The fact that Goma City is now safe as businesses go on. And I could hear even dances. People were dancing. Mutima nangae. People were dancing. And therefore, when I was preparing this text, I said, I have to prove to you that the text of God, which says that comfort has come, war will end. You already have a sign for the possibilities that peace can prevail. This is very important for us. The fact that we can even worship here together and hear the word of God and share the Holy Communion, that is for me and maybe for you a sign that peace is possible and is a proof that God has intervened. Praise Jesus. At the end, let me say that we shall continue to pray for peace in the whole world. As I have said, there is suffering everywhere in different forms. Particularly, we shall pray for DRC. We pray for a stable military defense force. As I have said, hope in action, a militant hope, where we have to play our role as Christians and citizens of goodwill for the enduring and permanent peace in this country. We pray for awareness of the situation. And we have seen how awareness is created in schools and communities. We pray for patriotism, to have people who are patriotic for their country, to pray for honest partners, to pray for you to have honest and reliable partners, friends, instead of having hypocritic friends. We pray for you to experience humanity from every corner of the world. We pray for you to experience more and more love from the international community and to have cooperation, which in a way will be a comfort to the DRC and the whole world, because your peace is our peace. Your joy is our joy. Without peace here in Goma, I wouldn't have been here. But because of the peace which is being experienced now, we pray that it may grow and extend and be experienced in your families, in your daily activities, in your businesses, in your families, in your dealings of every now and then. We pray that God may bless you and his word now and forever. Amen.